Without a full explanation of what was in the shots being given, my talkative, playful, outgoing, healthy grandson, Christian, was subjected to very high levels of mercury through his vaccines. He also received the MMR vaccine. Within a few days, he was showing signs of autism. Citing Canadian research concerning the toxicity of mercury, Burton noted, "We have gone from 1 in 10,000 children with autism to 1 in 88. It is worse than an epidemic. It is an absolute disaster." Burton, while chairman of the Committee on Government Reform, asked that $128 million be appropriated to study the link between vaccines and autism. "Giving more money to research is not the only answer, though," said Burton. "Oversight is needed to make sure that research that is funded will sufficiently answer the questions regarding the epidemic, how to treat autism, and how to prevent the next 10 years from seeing the statistic of 1 in 250 from becoming 1 in 25 children. High-quality, clinical, and laboratory research is needed now, not 5 or 10 years from now." While the CDC has denied any connection between vaccines and autism, Burton urged independent analysis of old CDC studies. But this has yet to occur. The stories of four prominent doctors connected to the autism debate, Brian Hooker, Andrew Wakefield, Thomas Verstraeten, and Poul Thorsen, helped to explain the powerful forces that suppress criticism of vaccinations. Brian Hooker holds a doctorate degree in biochemical engineering and has a teenage son with autism. Motivated by his son's condition and with the help of two congressmen, Hooker spent almost 10 years submitting over 100 Freedom of Information Act requests to the CDC for data linking mercury-filled thimerosal in vaccines to various disorders. He received thousands of documents, but with many key components blacked out. These documents included five CDC studies on thimerosal and autism, written prior to 2004, that rejected the connection between thimerosal and autism. Yet the heavily redacted documents Hooker received revealed the CDC had access to data linking thimerosal in vaccines to autism, non-organic sleep disorders, and speech disorders, but had concealed this from the public. Today, flu shots containing thimerosal still are administered to pregnant women and infants. According to Hooker, a 2009 study hid data regarding the only valid part of the study, that is, prenatal thimerosal exposure, which showed that children exposed to just 16 micrograms of mercury in thimerosal in utero were up to 8 times more likely to receive a diagnosis of regressive autism. Hooker said his FOIA requests specifically sought information on five CDC studies on thimerosal and autism prior to 2004. These studies led to an Institute of Medicine, IOM, Immunization Safety Review Committee report, Vaccines and Autism, released in May 2004. Denying any link between thimerosal in the MMR vaccine and autism, this report effectively shut down government funding for any independent research.